WWIV, seventh time down. I have decided on the WIB Wake Up Show as we come up on 5:45 and 54 degrees on this a Tuesday, May 28th. Jason Cann's best 5 minutes today. Got to think here long and hard and slow to just remember it is a Tuesday that's going to feel like a Monday today.
That's going to happen all day today, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Happens at least a couple times a year, Memorial Day, Labor Day. Sometimes you never know, the 4th of July or other holidays, but those two times for sure. So,
it's a nice surprise when you're like, oh, we're further along in the week than I thought I was. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like a long time since I saw you at the end of breakfast on Saturday.
It does, and it wasn't really that long ago, but I agree with you. It feels like it has been quite a while since we visited.
Mm-hmm. And how was the rest of your three-day holiday weekend?
Not bad. We had some brats and hamburgers yesterday, which was good. We were able to spend some time with our granddaughter and on Saturday as well, just kind of hanging out with her. And so a fairly uneventful weekend, but other than the big thing, which was Memorial's graduation on Friday night, had a kid graduate, and that was quite exciting. I think not only was the ceremony fun, but right before the ceremony, there was a downpour for about 15 minutes. And, of course, it was outside, so lots of people caught in the rain. And but it was really good. It turned out to be a beautiful ceremony. And
that kind of reminded me when Gary Smalley talks about families of honor, and he talked about going camping brings you together in the elements. And it sounded like that was the experience with those who were there in advance of the 7 o'clock Friday night graduation. Was kind of some fun in terms of braving the rain together.
It was. You know, we had the experience. The family in front of us didn't have an umbrella. In fact, I'm sure a lot of people didn't. And so they kind of crowded under Heather's umbrella with her. And, these people we've never talked to before, probably never seen before that we know of. And she's like, come on in, you know, and we're able to stay a little bit drier. And just the sense of community around that, I think, was fun to watch.
Yeah, great. Seems like it had to be later Friday morning after we said goodbye to you. I brought up Facebook to be ready to go for the birthdays and got the message from my friend Rebecca in Menominee that our longtime listener and dear friend Jerome Jacobs had gone home to be with the Lord on May 21st. So on Tuesday, he apparently had contracted pneumonia in March, late March, and had kind of gone downhill from there. And so we remembered him some in Best of the Week. We did some of the best of one of our best, Jerome. But there was this audio, which I saved for you. This is from your turning 50 in 2022 from Jerome.
Greetings from Jerome Jacobs over at Knapp. I'm just calling to wish Jason a very happy and blessed birthday. What a blessing you are each morning to be on Mark's program. Just wonderful to hear two Christian brothers each day share. We just wish you the best in the years to come. God bless you, Jason. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Very touching. Yeah. You know, I think of when he had surgery a few years ago, bringing a copy of Letters to the Beloved to the hospital with him, and I thought, man, I don't even know if I can get all of my family to read it. And here he is bringing it along to the hospital and reading it. And so what a generous and kind man he was.
Well, and we know what a faithful and regular listener he was to the station in general, but also in particular to this segment. And so if you're out there, we know we've got others out there, Keith and Owen and Lauren and Stanley, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And again, I'm not saying you got to fill Jerome's shoes. Nobody's going to do that. But but we appreciate the encouragement and knowing I talked to Vic at church on Sunday. He's still talking to me about closing the coffee bag. So
sure.
As I still have my lingering piece of tape, not, you know, subpar job it's doing on that. Yeah, and you know, life just throws you gut punch after gut punch, and I hope we'll get to Axe today. But, I mean, it just is. It was sad to hear the passing of Bill Walton at the age of 71.
Yeah.
A big guy and a bigger-than-life personality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was surprised to see that as well. And the number of people just coming out and remembering him fondly, I think, was also fun to watch this weekend.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
But, you know, you see these people from your younger days, and they're dying, and it's like, oh, my goodness, it's a reminder of our mortality as well.
And the thing about Walton, he seemed so full of life, and that's what so many people talk about, the fun he embodied. And so...
Yep.
All right. Well, we've also, you read Acts 2, 31 to 36. Let me do it from Letters to the Beloved and get your final take here.
Sure.
David envisioned the resurrection of the Messiah. He knew that he would not be left buried in death, nor his body decompose. I didn't read this, did I?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Listen, this Jesus we are talking about, he is the one David meant. God raised him again. We have all seen him. It was this very Jesus who was exalted at God's right hand. The Holy Spirit dwells in his resurrected body, and in his graciousness, Jesus himself has poured out the Spirit of God in your midst. You see and hear it. It was not David who ascended, but Jesus the Christ. The Lord said to my Lord, sit next to me until I make your enemies a footstool. This Jesus whom you crucified is both Lord and Messiah. Let me just pause it there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think it's so often as we look back at the Psalms to remember... look back at all of Scripture, that it points toward Jesus. And David seemed to have a unique vision of the Messiah. And to see Luke pull that together here in Acts is really, really good.
Yeah, very good. All right, thank you, friend.
You bet.
Have a good day going back to work. All right, so recapping a weekend. That was a three-day weekend, and I don't know, Caleb, my mindset was just to slow down. Dallas Willard said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry. John Mark Comer wrote a whole book on just that saying, and so I tried to slow down. So it was two dog walks a day, a couple of run walks for me as I try to get back into running. It's like once or twice a weekend, and at this point, I don't run the entire distance. I run it, so I'm like, I need a bit of
sure.
a break. Also... I don't know, church on Sunday, watched some sports, so watched Monk with my wife. We watched Enola Holmes 2, which is excellent, if you want to check that out on Facebook, Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah.
And tried watching an Academy Award-winning movie that one of our kids had recommended, and so it's pretty weird right now. So what is it? Everything Everywhere, I believe. It got 7 Academy Awards, including the Best Picture. But at this point, it's really weird.
Okay. There you go. Well, enjoyed celebrating my birthday with my family. Mostly on Saturday is when we did that. And Sunday, potluck at church and part of the cleanup crew there. Spent time with my family. Played some Settlers of Catan. I'm not sure if they let me win because it was my birthday. But so... enjoyed that. And then, man, we just really had a great Memorial Day yesterday. Two slept in, which is a little bit of a rarity, but enjoyed that extra sleep. And then we got up, went to Chippewa Family Restaurant for just a delicious breakfast. And, the kids just really, really enjoyed that. We all did. It was great. Went down to Riverfront Park, one of our favorite places in Chippewa, and walked off that breakfast a little bit. So enjoyed some time walking around. And then we went to Mykon Cinemas and caught a movie. We saw the new Garfield movie.
Okay.
So the kids enjoyed that, enjoyed their big popcorn bucket and the new freeze-dried Skittles that they have there. I think Avenue Orchard actually has those as well, too. But they have them at Mykon. And so we enjoyed that. Went out and about and got a little shopping done for the summer. Got to get some, you know, growing kids, got to find some clothes that actually fit them. So we enjoyed that and got some Fazoli's breadsticks, too. So there were a lot of, carbs ingested yesterday. It was a good day. We really enjoyed it. Just a relaxing day. And we watched a movie together in the evening as well, too, from Disney Plus. And, just enjoyed the time with my family for 3 days. And I'm still going to get caught up today trying to figure out that it's not, in fact, a Monday. But I'm glad Monday was not spent working, instead spent relaxing. Praise the Lord for that.
So instead of having to do any jokes, we get 6 days to prepare for next Monday.
Indeed.
Which is one of the pluses.
It's Tuesday trivia time here on the Wib Wake Up Show as we begin our week. On a Tuesday, which we're still figuring out.
Yeah, right.
But 715-723-2555 is the number to call if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. You are eligible to win in our prize today, $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, just a block away. from the Mabel Tainter. And again, great hours Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 7, 11 to 5 on Sunday. Nostalgic candy, chocolates, bubble tea, creamy, delicious ice cream, and so much more at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
Yeah, a sweet, sweet prize for sure, Caleb. And they're open today, as they are Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 7, 11 to 5 on Sunday.
So, 715-723-2555. Our question is this, and I'm wondering if this might be one that can get solved on a Tuesday for Tuesday Trivia. One in six of us under age 20 have never done this. One in six of us under the age of 20 have never done what? 715-723-2555. One in six of us under the age of 20 have never done this. 715-723-2555. Give us a call if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days.
All right. So there may be a variety of things, but what is the answer we're looking for? Tell us and you get that $25 in goodies from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, a block east of the Mabel Tainter Theater. 723-2555. We need that brave, courageous soul to be the first caller. 723-2555.
One in six of us under age 20 have never done what? Have never done this. One in six of us under age 20. 715-723-2555. 723-2555 for $25. From C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop there in Menominee. Who's going to be the first to call? Who's going to break through? And who's going to figure this out on Tuesday Trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show?
I think it's Vicki in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Hi there. I'll just go out on a limb and say used a landline.
Used a landline. Good guess, especially considering the underage 20 part. Is it used a landline?
It's not it.
It's not. Thank you so much. 715-723-2555.
We like to ask, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Would it be dialed a rotary phone?
Okay, so it used a landline. Could it be dialed on a rotary phone? It's like, hey, how does this work?
Pretty similar, but that's not it either.
Thank you, Beth. Call us back.
Thank you.
One in six of us under age 20 have never done this, never done what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Grand River.
Hi, Evelyn.
What do you think?
Pulled over by the police.
Pulled over by the police because maybe you just haven't been driving long enough to do it, or you're actually a safe driver.
Yeah,
which would be
a good driver.
Be better.
Better driver than some people I know. That's not it, though.
It's not pulled over by the police. Thank you, Evelyn. Call us back. 715-723.
Actually.
Oh, it is.
It's the worst.
Oh.
Yes.
It's been a long time for me now. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right. This is Doug from St.
All right, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say use the push-button phone.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been said.
You can have a bonus guess if you want, because we've had used a landline and dialed or a rotary phone, and both of those incorrect. So, yeah, go ahead and guess again if you want, Doug.
Oh, sure. Thanks a lot for that. I can't think of anything right now.
All right. Call us back, friend.
If you do. And that's kind of tough getting that bonus option there on the spot. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? WWIB.
John from Chippewa.
Hey, John.
Hey, how about traveling out of state?
Traveling out of state. One in six of us under the age of 20 have never traveled out of state. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, John.
It's not. Thank you for calling from Chippewa.
A few more guesses here. WWIB Tuesday Trivia, $25 on the line for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Hi.
Hello. If this is for those under 20, I would guess that one of six had not passed a driver's license test.
Oh, don't have their license. And what's your name? Where you calling from, by the way?
Tim from Prairie Farm.
All right. Tim and Prairie Farm, driver's license, have not got their driver's That's not it. So,
thank you so much, Tim. Good to hear from Prairie Farm.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show.
Jamie from Wausau.
Hey, Jamie. Good to hear from you.
It's drive a car.
So just drive a car. Say one sixth of us under the age of 20 have never driven a car.
It has to do with a car, Caleb. In some
is it drive a car?
It's not.
Not pass the driver's test, nor is it drive a car. Good to hear from Wausau, though. Thank you, Tammy.
All right. Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sandra from Medford.
All right, Sandra, what do you think?
Tasted an alcoholic beverage.
Okay, sure. I mean, following the law, absolutely.
That would actually be low numbers considering the legal drinking age is 21, but that is not it. So,
all right, thank you. Good to hear from Medford. We're hearing from all over, as per usual.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John Fields from Ladysmith,
John,
Wisconsin.
John, good to hear from you.
Yes. Go on vacation out of the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So go on vacation out of the state of Wisconsin. Is that what we're looking for?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, John. What do we have? One more guess here?
Yeah, one more. We're down to the final one this go around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn.
All right, Evelyn, trying again from Jump River. Go ahead. Last chance to win $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. At least last chance this hour. Go ahead, Evelyn. You're on the spot.
Is it Gone to the Drive-In Movie?
Gone to a drive-in movie.
Yeah, 1 in 6 under 20 haven't done it, and that is not what we're looking for. Sorry about that.
But some well-thought-out guesses, and yeah, we'll give you another shot, another crack at this after 8:15 a.m. Tuesday trivia try number 2 here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, 715-723-2555. Call us live on the air for your chance to win $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, just one block east of the Mabel Tainter Theater. And Halvo, all kinds of ice cream they have there, as well as the nostalgic candy, international candy, and ice cream cones, floats, ice cream nachos. That's waffle chips with your favorite scoops of ice cream. Cakes and pies, shakes, malts, ice cream cartons to go as well. Just a few of the offerings at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
Absolutely. What gets my eye is they've got banana cream pie ice cream. How about Mackinac Island fudge and maple nut mint avalanche and peanut butter cookie dough?
Man, that sounds great. You brought me some cookie dough ice cream this morning for my birthday, along with some of my favorite cereals as well. So,
a rare instance where your first time on the air after your birthday, 2 days after. But yeah.
I'm still grateful.
Yeah, there you go. Well, love you, man, and appreciate you're the hardest working man in radio, so way to go.
So, 715-723-2555, friends, we need you to answer this question for us. 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done this. Never done what? 1 in 6 of us under age 20 have never done what? Give us a call, 715-723-2555. You'll be live on the air. We'll ask you what your name is and where you're calling from, and then you give us your best guess at that question.
Let's do it on this one right now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Eau Claire.
All right. Now, Tom ended the last segment. He called after we stopped taking calls, but he told me I know the answer. So, Tom, go right ahead.
Using the newspaper want ads to find employment.
Ah, yes. That's a great guess.
Yeah.
That happens less and less. Is that what we're looking for? It's not, Tom. Sorry.
Thank you, Tom. Call us back with your next guest, 715-723-2555. 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done this.
What is it? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul, what do you think?
Hey, happy birthday, by the way. One hasn't done it or has done
has
it?
Has not.
Has not. Yep, 1 in 6.
Has not. I was going to say use a dialed phone, but I'm going to guess drive.
Drive, yeah.
Just drive a car. That's been guessed, actually. Yeah, 1 in 6 of us under age 20 have never done this.
It's not in drive, so. All right, thank
you. 715-723-2555. 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done what for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop there in Menominee.
And again, you could use that for yourself, or think about how many other people you could bless with all those
goodies.
Yeah,
you get these little tokens for $5 each, and we give you 5 of them.
Yeah, fantastic. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sam from Eau Claire.
Hey, Sam, what do you think?
I'd say fly on a plane.
Fly on an airplane. Yeah.
Could that be it? At age 18. How about you, Sam?
Okay, all right.
How old were you when you first flew on a plane?
Oh, probably about 12 or 13.
Okay.
Right. I think I was 20 or 21 when I first flew on an airplane. Well, on a commercial plane.
Yeah.
I was much younger when I flew on a little Cessna. But
all right. There we go. That is, it's a big deal when that happens. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
I want to wish Caleb a happy birthday first.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I would say gone to a physical school building. You know, gone to a physical school.
Okay, 1 in 6 have not gone to a physical school building.
Oh, sure. With so much, again, virtual online education, et cetera.
Homeschooling. So that's not it, though.
Good guess, though.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Wib Wake Up Show.
Hi, this is Tammy from Durant.
Yeah, Tammy, what do you think?
Is it driving a manual vehicle?
Oh, driving stick shift?
Yeah.
Huh. 1 in 6 have not driven a stick shift is what she's saying.
So it'd be 5 in 6 of us under age 20 have driven a stick shift.
And that's not it. So,
not what we're looking for.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard again.
All right, Paul, hang in there. Give it another shot.
I'm going to guess left the state.
Left the state. All right, yeah, 5 and 6. You know, my grandma, Evelyn, she lived till 91, but I'll tell you what, a good chunk of her life was right there in Milwaukee, I'll say. But that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Paul. From Willard, 715-723-2555. 1 in 6 of us under age 20 have never done this. Never done what?
Can you tell us? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Duran.
All right, Tammy.
Is it actually renting a video from a video store?
Oh, sure.
Renting a video, yeah, like
Video
Blockbuster
Plus back in
like
Rice
that.
Lake was my
go-to.
Okay.
Yeah, Blockbuster, yeah.
Or else
yeah.
They used to have like the Red Box, but that's not it. So.
Thank you. Good guess, though.
All right, we're down to 3 more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ron from Colfax.
All right, Ron, you got the winner here?
Use a roadmap or atlas.
Use a roadmap. Roadmap. Yeah, that's kind of a...
Okay.
There you go. It used to be much more common, and that's... All right, 2 more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Paul again.
All right, Paul and Willard.
Hey, how about been vaccinated?
Oh, been vaccinated, sure.
1 in 6, under 20, have not done this, have not been vaccinated. It says, Paul, that's not it.
All right, we're down to 1 more guess, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we push this off half an hour for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop there in Menominee.
And there are no calls.
Oh, well, okay. Well, yeah, then we I guess out. Paul ended it for
yep.
us.
And thanks to Dawson for covering us for yesterday's WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. But, hey, we're back at it, and our third go-around for Tuesday Trivia, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. We are trying to give away $25 to one of you from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Again, so many nostalgic candies, international candies, bubble tea, and don't forget a scoop of creamy, delicious ice cream. Couple flavors that caught my eye, Maple Nut, London Fog, and Door County Cherry.
London Fog, I wonder, huh?
It's kind I've of heard of London Fog is like a drink made by a barista.
Okay.
So, yeah, peanut butter cookie dough in there as well, too, among the many, many flavors
I
they
did
have.
Get, the ice cream I got you is chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yes, which is just so good.
Thursday,
and then,
so.
You, of course, you got me the Golden Grahams and the Reese's Puffs as well, too. So, I mean, this is pretty awesome because I celebrated my birthday, which was on Sunday, on Saturday with my family, then on Sunday as well, too. And now it continues here on a Tuesday morning. So, 3 and 1. For the birthday, so I appreciate that.
But now your actual, today's the 28th, Tuesday, so you're right, Sunday. I think I
Sunday was the actual birthday,
it was
yeah.
Saturday. Okay,
oh.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, we celebrated on Saturday. Hey, we kind of continued it. I was very spoiled. Anyway, 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done this. Never done what? 1 in 6 of us under the age of 20 have never done this. Give us a call at 715-723-2555. If you are the first to solve it live on the air, we will give you $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, where you can get all those candies and ice cream and bubble teas.
Plus, at this point, you'll have bragging rights. Like,
sure.
Hey, I got the answer on the radio. It was stumping everybody else. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Duran again.
Fire away, Tammy.
Is it physically by a record or CD or cassette?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Physically
so
by...
Rather than all streaming?
Yeah, and could that be what we're looking for? It's not, but thank you.
I mean, and Tammy was smart there to get in 3 guesses, so she said a record, a vinyl, a CD, or a cassette, so...
She was. As long as you do it quickly, right? What can we do to stop her? We can only hope to contain her. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Sam from LaClaire.
All right, Sam.
Have not used a computer.
Have not used a computer. Could that be what it is? 1 in 6... That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Sam. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jeff, and I'm from Rice Lake.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Well, we just passed Memorial Day, right?
Right. Yes?
That's what I'm saying. Got the people, served the country.
All right, 1 in 6 have not served.
Have
the
not
country.
Served in the military.
Have not served.
Okay.
That is not it. Sorry.
Good guess, Jeff. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd.
I'm good. Hi. Hey, I'm going to guess I've not gotten the driver's license.
Not gotten their driver. Is that guess?
I feel like that was guessed earlier. Yeah, I see
guessed.
It earlier. So go ahead and guess
sorry,
again, Todd.
That.
It's okay.
I've never
I don't know. I don't have a guess. Sorry.
All right. No problem. Right. Call us back, 715-723-2555 for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
One in six people, under 20, have never done this.
Yes. One in six of us under the age of 20 have never done this. Never done what?
I'm having to fight back giving any kind of clue. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Thorpe.
All right,
I'm
Jeff.
I'm going to say sign their name in cursive.
Sign their name in cursive. All right. That is not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to hear from Thorpe. First time we've heard from Thorpe today.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jen, and I'm from Menominee.
All right, Jen, what do you think?
Had their wisdom teeth removed.
Ah, one in 20. One out of six that are under 20 have not had their wisdom teeth removed. That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jen, from Menominee. That would have been very convenient. I have not.
No.
Looking for something wood to knock on. So.
I never did either. We share that in common. And I think neither of us have broke a bone, right? You did.
Not diagnosed, yeah. But probably
okay.
did.
All
thinking
right.
back to it, yeah.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. I got to lift up. Say it again. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dawn from Colfax.
Yeah, Dawn. Go ahead.
What do you think?
Written in cursive.
That was actually just guessed. People were thinking along the same lines
crap.
As you. You can guess again if you want, if you can think quick.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
All right.
No problem.
Thanks,
call
Don.
Us back. Thanks for calling from the home of the Vikings there in Colfax. One in six of us under the age of 20 have never done this.
A couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carol from Cameron.
Okay. All right, Carol, go ahead.
Skydive.
Okay, one in six have not skydived, is what you're saying. All right?
Yeah. So
that would mean five in six of us under the age of 20 have skydived.
Yeah, and that's not it, so.
Not what we're looking for.
Okay, down to the final two. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peter Vadnes from Cumberland.
All right, Peter. What do you think?
My guess would be haven't learned another language.
Haven't learned another language. One in six haven't, because there's a lot of foreign language teaching, but that is not what we're looking for. So one last try. If we're going to have a winner on Tuesday, you're going to be it. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff from Thorpe again.
All right, Jeff, bring it home, Jeff. Let's do this.
Got a job.
One in six that are under 20 have not
have never
a
had
job.
A job. Okay, I see where you're going with
that's
that.
That's a possibility, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you. Good to hear from all over the place, but we're going to have to push this off till after 7:15 on a Win It Wednesday tomorrow morning, and we will see if we can get this solved and get somebody $25 to C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop there in Menominee, just east of the Mabel Taint.